Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We commenced in the last discussion on the life story of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. We explained how his mother was one of the first women in Medina Munawwara to accept Islam, how his father refused to accept Islam, divorced his mother, migrated to Syria, how his stepfather Abu Talha Ansari wanted to marry his mother thereafter, but she put a condition that you have to embrace Islam first. And how the two of them, by the second pledge of Aqaba, were both Muslims already, even before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to Medina, both his stepfather and his mother. How he was about 10 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, and his mother and stepfather offered him to be the personal assistant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Nabi of Allah was most glad to accept and took an instant liking to him. Now, many times he was called Abu Hamza. That was his kunniya, and it is mentioned in the books that there was a kind of vegetable. There was a specific type of vegetable which some people used to call Hamza, and as a result he became known as Abu Hamza. And as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lovingly call him Unais. His name was Anas, but lovingly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would call him Unais, and sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would refer to him as Ya Bunay, O my beloved son. There are famous traditions, there are famous ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or rather narrated by Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an, with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he talks about how the Nabi of Allah was so gentle, was so compassionate, was so kind, was so accommodating when it came to young children. There's the famous incident, and we narrate it once again because we are discussing his life story, but once again, also as a reminder to all of us, that we need to be compassionate, we need to be accommodating, we need to be tolerant when we deal with young children. That's how we instill within them the right values. That's how we instill within them love, conviction, loyalty. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent me to carry out a particular errand for him. And on the way I thought to myself, no man, I'd rather go and get involved with my friends and do some playing. And that's how young children think, you know. Their priorities are very different. They easily get distracted. He says, and I got involved in playing with the other children of Medina until very suddenly I saw someone behind me. And when I looked up, I saw it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, just for a moment, imagine your own childhood. If it was your parent and your father sent you to do something and you flat out disobeyed his order, you went and you played with your friends. And now you turn up and you look and you see there's your father standing. You were already supposed to be back. You were already supposed to have run that errand. Maybe he wanted to go to the shop and purchase something, even if it's your mother for that matter. Then also imagine, as parents, if we had to send our children out and we had to tell them that, okay, go and run this particular errand for us. And now we're waiting. As a mother, you send your child to the shop and you say, go and buy some eggs. And the child goes. And now you're waiting for the child to come back, and the child doesn't come back, and you go see. Now you get worried. You go see and you find the child playing. Now, you know, in most instances, we would react very strongly. We would scold, we would rebuke, perhaps we would even discipline the child beyond that. But Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, when I looked up at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was smiling, and he said, oh, Unais, what happened? Didn't I tell you to do something? And Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, immediately and instantly, I said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going right now. Now, if it was you and I, we would say, you're only going now? Didn't I send you a long time ago? You don't listen, you know, a twist of the ear or a pinch of the behind. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's methodology was very different. And that's why he enjoyed such respect and he enjoyed such love, not only from Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, but from all of the Sahaba. Now, talking about Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu himself, the scholars say he had a great love for calabash. And one day somebody asked him, that why do you love to eat calabash so much? He said, you know what? On one occasion I was eating with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was calabash in the curry. And I saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was eating it with relish. You know, sometimes you can see when a person sits down on a table to eat, on a dastarkhan, you can see what they prefer. You can see what they're inclining to. You can see what they're really enjoying. And he said, I could see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was enjoying the calabash. So I continued to send more of the calabash to his side. So if you see somebody's enjoying drumsticks, for example, then as you, you know, taking out the dar or as you take out the curry, you send more drumsticks in that person's direction. So look at this young boy, Anas bin Malik, at such a young age. But look at how observant he was, that he could actually ascertain what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed, and he was ensuring that more of that went into the direction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the Nabi of Allah could eat what he enjoyed in a more easy manner. He didn't have to go and stretch. He didn't have to make it very obvious that that is what he was enjoying the most from the meal. And he says that because calabash was something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked, I then made it something that I also liked. And for the rest of his life, he would eat calabash and he would consume calabash with great relish, because it was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed. It was something that he also started to enjoy. And this is what you call true love. And this kind of true love only comes when we show exemplary character. It only comes when we show the kind of akhlaq that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed to these youngsters. Many times we show good akhlaq to people who are of the same age as us, or we show good akhlaq to those people who are elder than us. But when it comes to youngsters, we feel we owe them nothing. We feel that we need to teach them discipline. You know, even in the masjid, we don't correct them. We don't discipline them with love and compassion. We want to show them force. We want to show them authority. And we feel that until and unless we don't show them force and we don't show them authority, they will never learn and they will never come right. Yes, as an exception to the norm, sometimes you need to be firm and you need to be stern. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam educated these youngsters, and he won over these youngsters, and he created within them such a deep love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam by compassion and being tolerant and being accommodating, by being kind to them. And showing them so much of love. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We will continue the discussion, inshallah.